And we're watching as a number of states throughout the country begin lifting stay-at-home orders. Georgia was one of the first to allow some businesses to open this past Friday, including hair and nail salons, bowling alleys, and gyms. Let's check in now with Dan Carden. He's the owner of Carden's Classic Gym in Marietta, and he joins us now to discuss reopening his gym to the public. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
So you've been open since Friday. How's it going? What's it been like? And are you operating while still adhering to some of the restrictions, like having folks 6 feet apart?
We are. The setting for my facility is I call it a little mom and pop location. And it's kind of interesting what we did. We took these mechanics wipes, and they actually have more of a cotton content to them, and they really hold the moisture well from that. And their directions were, when you go to do dumbbells, whatever an exercise is or a machine, wipe it down when you come to it, wipe it down when you finish. And to tell you the truth, I don't really see any, in a traditional gym setting, people are rarely closer than 6 feet anyway. If someone's doing dumbbell curls, you don't go there and get next to them while they're doing it. They'd look at you strangely. And so far, I'm not really seeing any glitches at all. I haven't had to admonish one single person. Having said that, they're so happy to get to, these people are all fitness minded, so they're so happy to get back in the gym.
Yeah. I would guess that you opened because, you know, for the sake of the livelihood of your gym, you need to have patrons and clients come in to use your gym, because I'm wondering, I'm guessing you couldn't stay closed much longer.
We couldn't. We did it for a month. And then I was watching these numbers, you know, as the cases and deaths come and go, and saw what the governor was thinking when he let the gyms open. I knew it was time to go.
So now you have this enhanced sanitation requiring hand washing, separating the spaces at least by 6 feet. But is there any part of you that's concerned about the potential for an outbreak at your gym?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've got a father who is in his early 80s. And he has some pulmonary issues, and I haven't seen my dad, who lives in the same town with me, in 5 weeks. And with the measures we have in place here, it'd be almost impossible for that to happen.
Do you in any way feel concerned about your own safety?
No. This may sound silly, but I'd say I've probably already been exposed to it. I'd be highly surprised if it did anything to me.
Yeah. That's Dan Carden. He's the owner of Carden's Classic Gym in Marietta, Georgia. Dan, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing with us how you're handling all of this in Georgia.
Oh, thank you for your time.